Hello, this is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day. Recently, as I was studying the book of Acts, and I was so blessed by the powerful prayer of an unknown man. In Acts chapter 16, we see Paul traveling and directed by God, as we see in Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And in Acts chapter 16, verse 9, the Holy Spirit was blocking them from going to one particular place or so. And here in Acts 16, verse 9, they were in the place called Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with them, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And now after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. We see an amazing story developed that he was sensitive to the Spirit of God and was willing to obey the direction, and how the Word of God says in Jeremiah 5:1, God says, if you can find one man who is praying and crying for the city, I will bless this place, I will touch this place. So as we look to the Lord and cry out and ask the Lord to come first into our own hearts, and that we will have an understanding of Jesus more and truly love him and give ourselves to him. And as we pray for the area where God has placed us, and that God will do great things. If you really look in the map, Paul could have gone one way to the east, but God was drawing him to the west. And as he was obeying God and did the will of God, we see the blessing of the Word of God coming into Europe and many people being blessed. And as we pray that the place where God has planted us, that we will be faithful in praying for a true awakening, a true revival, that God will be glorified, that God will visit us. In Isaiah 32, verse 15, it says, until the Spirit be poured upon from high, the wilderness will become a fruitful field, and the fruitful field will be counted as a forest. God wants to transform us first, so let us allow the Word of God. And as we allow him to take charge, then we will also, God will share with us his burden. And as we pray that God will truly send a true awakening, a quickening in our churches, in our community, in the places where we work, that people will see Jesus and will come to know this living God who has expressed himself through the person of Jesus Christ. So the powerful prayer of one unknown man became a great blessing. So let's trust the Lord and look to him. This is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York.